This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. We turn now to the world of advertising. This week's ad report card features a TV commercial that never explicitly says what the product being sold actually does. But never fear, says Slate contributor Seth Stevenson. You can probably figure it out.
This ad is for a new drug called Levitra. It's one of those ads where drug makers avoid telling you exactly what the pill does so they don't have to give a long list of possible side effects. You know those lists where a pleasant female voice mentions sudden internal bleeding, as though she were saying, "I like your sweater." The Levitra ad begins with a middle-aged guy who is just about to mow his lawn when he notices a football in his backyard shed. He tries to throw the football through a tire, which is conveniently strung from a nearby tree. Doink. No dice. The football bounces off.
Sometimes you need a little help staying in the game.
Then Levitra's logo, the name next to a silhouette of a burning flame, pops up on screen, and you hear the sound of a match being struck.
Ask your doctor about new Levitra.
Apparently, having asked his doctor about new Levitra, the suddenly reinvigorated man now throws the ball straight through the tire, again and again. A smiling woman joins him in the yard, and they nuzzle. In case you haven't guessed it, Levitra is an erectile dysfunction drug, similar to Viagra. The football through a tire imagery, which is both hokey and icky, makes that pretty obvious to viewers. The woman's gratified smile reinforces the point, as does the announcer in his cryptic way.
Once you get in the zone, it's good.
This Levitra spot recently hit number one in an ad tracking poll that measures things like viewer recall, message understanding, and likability. So it's a big hit, which is astonishing since it never once explains what Levitra is for. I asked a spokesman for Levitra maker GlaxoSmithKline whether the football through a tire image doesn't come dangerously close to saying what the drug actually does. He denied that the image is suggestive of anything racy. We won't give him too hard a time for doing his job, but that's absurd. The metaphor is almost hilariously obvious. He says they considered several other concepts before choosing this one, but he won't reveal any rejected ideas because they might still be used in future spots. Sweet. I cannot wait for the one where a man shoots pool with a length of rope. Levitra is locked in battle with market leader Viagra and newly launched Cialis, so Levitra needs to differentiate itself and do it fast. I'm not in the target demographic for these drugs, if you know what I'm saying, but allow me to offer my take on their branding efforts so far. First, the names. Viagra is meant to suggest vigor and Niagara. Cialis is supposed to suggest I have no idea what. And then there's Levitra. I love this name because it sounds like the Harry Potter spell for summoning an erection. Levitra! And second, there's the overall brand strategy. Levitra's central branding move has been its partnership with the impeccably virile NFL. But there may be another, more subtle strategy at work in the Levitra campaign. Pay close attention to the burning flame logo and the sound of the match being struck.
Ask your doctor if a new choice is right for you. Ask about new Levitra.
The suggestion is that, unlike cold and clinical Viagra, Levitra is hot, hot, hot. Woo, let's spark up this fire. Though GlaxoSmithKline and partner Bayer would never say this, it's been suggested that Levitra's real market is men with no physical problems at all who just want to perform better. All I know is that the other new erectile dysfunction drug, Cialis, is referred to as the Weekender because it stays in your bloodstream for 36 hours. I'm not sure you can top a nickname like the Weekender. I hope Cialis ads will show a man throwing a football through a tire hundreds of times, over and over, until his arm is sore and he's totally exhausted and doesn't even want to do it anymore.
Seth Stevenson writes the ad report card column for Slate. You'll find a link to the ad at our website, npr.org.